Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
I didn't mean to make a sneer there, but I was about to launch into this next line of our intro, which is, and this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts and answer your questions to the best of our ability. But I got all confused.
Oh, I see. You were jumping the gun a bit.
I was.
Okay, that's all right. Well, just remember, we are not experts, as we just demonstrated.
No, I can't even read an
intro. We're not even expert podcasters. We're just podcast hosts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. And follow us on Twitter at forever35pod and on Instagram at forever35podcast. And you may also join the Forever 35 Facebook group, and the password there is serums.
I'm guzzling my smoothie that I drink right now because we're recording in the morning today.
Yes.
And so if you hear some little quiet little slurpees in the background, it's because I can't resist taking a sip.
How is your smoothie going? I feel like you converted a lot of our listeners to smoothie makers, morning smoothie makers.
I was genuinely touched that people made it. I couldn't believe it. Like, people were sending me photos on Instagram or giving me like the changes they make or what their morning breakfast is, or, you know, some people.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, look, I am now a smoothie influencer, hashtag smoothie influencer. So I feel different. My life has changed. I'm more important. I'm a significant influencer.
Do you follow that Instagram account From My Bowl?
No.
She's like a vegan smoothie influencer. She like legit is a smoothie influencer.
Oh my God.
I mean, she makes other stuff, but her smoothies always look so good. I've never made one of them, but I'm always like, oh, that looks amazing. That makes me want to drink a smoothie.
I like a smoothie. Like partially just for the convenience of it, like a morning run around. It's very easy to run around with it.
Yes, 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 yes.
So I'll follow. What's it called? From My Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
From My Bowl.
From My Bowl. Doria's recommendation for an Instagram follow. Dori, well, yes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No. You go on.
Oh, I was just going to say that yesterday I did... It wasn't a fancy Friday, but I did put makeup on.
And you looked great.
And I sent you a photo.
You did.
I did text you and I was like, I have makeup on. It was,
and I was like, where's the photo?
And you know, it was kind of fun. I really liked having the makeup on.
It is. You know what it is? I think it's really fun to put makeup on when you don't have to.
Just kind of like this is a treat for me.
Yes. Not like, oh, I'm going into the office. I have to like put on, like, I mean, because that's, as I've said many times, when I used to work in an office, I would put on a full face of makeup every day. And it wasn't like I didn't enjoy it, but it was like a task. It wasn't
right,
ooh, I get to put on makeup. Whereas now, we're just like hanging out in our houses and putting on makeup as a treat.
You know, the activity of the day is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Vogue Beauty Secrets video. And I highly recommend everyone watch the whole thing because she talks about the role of makeup and how because of the patriarchy, you know, women are taken more, people who are makeup are taken more seriously. And like, it's really interesting as well as like fun to watch her products go by. So I think it's a really great, valuable watch. I had to shoot a video. So that's why I put on some makeup because I wanted to, you know, spice it up a little bit.
I hear that.
I did want to shout out that Tower 28 sent us a couple products to try, and I used all of them yesterday, and I really liked them. Their lip jelly in XOXO, it's really cool. It's like a gloss. Like, it kind of reminds me of the glosses of yesteryear.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you know. Do you mean like a MAC lip gloss?
I don't think I ever used that. I don't think I could have afforded MAC.
It was very like ticky-tacky.
Oh, no. This was very smooth.
Okay.
It was kind of like the glosses I probably wore in high school. It just reminded me of that, or like maybe even in the early aughts. But it was one coat was very sheer, but then if I layered it on, it produced this like beautiful kind of pinkish cherry red color.
It looked very nice.
It was lovely. And it was like nice enough for a professional video, but also that I could have just like put on just going out to the grocery store. I really liked it. So that was these were the first Tower 28 products I had ever tried. I also used their Beach Please Tinted Balm and their Bronzino Illuminating Cream Bronzer. So I don't know much about Tower 28, but I was pleasantly surprised by their products.
I can't wait to try them.
It was like a nice, the whole look was like a nice barely there makeup look. I also did eyeliner with my Glossier little eyeliner pen thingy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, it was fun. Makeup is fun sometimes. Sometimes it feels like a chore. And when it feels like a chore, I walk away. But when it feels enjoyable and pleasurable, it's really nice.
Yeah. Like when you can have it be a treat.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening?
Oh, Dory, my children, my daughters have gotten very into wearing perfume.
Uh-huh.
I have my perfume on my dresser in my bedroom on like a cake tray. And I realized recently, like, I really love perfume. It's like a special kind of treasure for me. I love finding perfumes. I love kind of finding rare perfumes or obscure ones. And for a long time, I've kind of dismissed this as like a trivial interest. And then I was like, oh no, like, I really enjoy collecting scents. I like learning about the makers of the scents. I find it very interesting. So I've started displaying my perfumes. But now my kids, because they're at home every day, they like to come in before they get on their first Zoom of the day and ask to wear perfume. And then I should not let them spray it themselves. But yesterday I did. My daughter sprayed a very strong perfume that then was sending up the whole house. But it's been really... It's been really kind of actually sweet to like let them smell each different scent and talk about what if they like it, or, you know, they've gotten very into it. And it, you know, it reminds me, you know, my mom was a very big perfume wearer. I have very vivid memories. She wore like her fancy perfume was Cristal by Chanel, which is a very strong, distinct scent. And I have like very vivid memories of like hugging my mom before she and my dad were like going to a thing. And the smell of that perfume in her clothes, and like just, and I've bought, I actually own some of the perfumes that my mom used to wear just so I can like have that closeness with her. So it's like a very sweet kind of moment for me now, like having my daughters explore scents.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun.
That's so cool.
It's cute. And I like a, you know, I just am kind of coming to terms with the fact that like I like perfume. Like, I am a perfume collector.
That's so cool. I love that you're sharing this experience with your daughters.
It's very funny what they like and then like what they think is the smell they associate with me. That was also very interesting. Mm-hmm. Which is a Lalabo scent, the Tay Noir. They're like, oh yeah, this is the one that's you, but I wear all the other ones too. But that was the one that they were
that's
like, oh
so
yeah.
Funny.
And then one likes this bronze goddess, which is one I love. And the other one was spraying like my weird, obscure ones, like this one called 1969. Like they're just funny what they like and what they don't like.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah. Different people like different things. Who knew?
Well, right. Inspired by you writing this on our episode document, I spritzed on some perfume today.
Which
and I'm wearing
one?
It right now. The Kai that I really like.
The rose or the non-rose
yes.
one?
I think this is the rose one.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what smells good? Your new book cover.
Great segue, Kate.
It does have beautiful flowers blooming on it.
It does have gorgeous flowers. I'm thinking that if I do a book event, I will have a flower crown made that is evocative of my book cover.
Wow. That's a really interesting idea. Okay. I like that.
Do you mean interesting like ooh, or interesting?
Like legit interesting.
Okay, thank you. I just thought of it. Yeah, my book cover is out in the world. I revealed it on social media on Tuesday. It was very exciting. It's like feeling real, you know?
Yeah, you wrote a book.
I wrote a book, and you can pre-order the book. And I don't know if like people who aren't in or adjacent to the publishing industry are aware of how important pre-orders are. So I'm just going to give my little pre-order spiel, if you will.
I will.
Don't mind. Okay, go. So the deal with pre-orders is that they all get like swept up into your first week's book sales. So I could sell like 3 books today and 5 books in 2 weeks and like 20 books in November and 17 books in January, whatever. You get the point. And those would all count in my first week of book sales. Now, why is that important? Because that can help kind of propel you onto the bestseller list, which is exciting. And more importantly, like gets you a ton more visibility and helps you sell more books, which is important. And pre-orders also let bookstores know kind of like what the demand is for books. So if they see people placing a lot of pre-orders for a book, they will in turn place more orders for your book at their bookstore because they want to have the copies in stock when your book comes out. And it does the same for online booksellers like Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So those are really important reasons to pre-order books. And then also it just like, it's a nice kind of show of support for someone you presumably at least mildly enjoy listening to 3 times a week. and you might want to know what my book is about.
I mean, I'll buy it regardless, but yes, why don't you tell us?
I realized I didn't even say. I was just so focused on getting people to buy my book that I didn't even tell them what it was about. So it's called Thanks for Waiting, The Joy and Weirdness of Being a Late Bloomer. And as the marketing copy describes it, it is an honest, witty, and insightful memoir about what happens when your coming of age comes later than expected.
Can't wait. I've gotten to read some very early like pieces of it.
Yay.
And it's funny, as I've said before.
Oh, thanks. It's also
fun because like I didn't know you in your 20s or early 30s. Like you and I became friends in our mid 30s.
Yeah.
So like I'm reading about a Dory I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like I only know through stories. So it's like especially right. And I have pre-ordered your book. So
oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm also gonna be doing some fun things for people who pre-order.
Oh,
that
like
I will
me?
Announce at a later date that include you, Kate Spencer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dory.
So listen, I promise not to bug you. Well, you've already pre-ordered, so I'm not going to bug you, but bug our listeners too much about pre-ordering. But I will be mentioning it just to keep it top of mind, if you will.
That's fair, Dory.
And I will put a link in the show notes that will give you a bunch of pre-ordering options. You can order on bookshop.org. You can order on IndieBound. You can order on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I put a link to one of my favorite local book independent bookstores here in Los Angeles, Skylight Books. You can also call up your local bookstore and ask them to pre-order it for you. Also, look, I know money is tight for a lot of people right now. You can ask your library to order the book. That is a thing you can do. Most libraries have a form now that you can fill out to request that they buy a book. And hey, that counts. So
that counts, yeah.
Fill out those forms. And oh, and it's also available for pre-order on audiobook.
Done. And you are you narrating it, Dory?
I am narrating it.
It'll just be like an 8-hour version of this podcast.
It'll be exactly. So either your like best dream or your worst nightmare. And then another thing that I just want to mention, because I'm curious if other listeners might find this relatable on a completely different topic. I have what I like to deem a never-ending zit.
I'm just singing the never-ending story theme song in my head as you talk about this.
You can sing it like never-ending pimple.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Mm. That was good.
So it's one of those zits that like kind of hurt when it was beneath the surface. Like I could feel it and it was bothering me. And it's on my temple, which is sort of like a weird, awkward spot. And so as soon as it was like ready, I popped it. I was like, great. And then like it came back the next day and I popped it again. And then like it kept coming back. And then I finally thought it was gone. It was gone for like 2 days. And then this morning I was like, is that zit back? Yes, it was. It was back. So I popped it again. And as you pointed out, it's probably all the popping that keeps making it come back. I should have just left it alone. But as everyone who listens to this podcast knows, I cannot leave a zit alone. I'm like physically incapable of it. So not an option.
No, it's really hard. It's really, really hard. So how where is the zit now? Is it like full?
Okay, I'm touching it. No, it is not full.
Ooh.
Take your hands off of it, Dory.
Well, you asked.
I thought you would just like look in the mirror.
I'm recording a podcast. How am I going to look in the mirror?
You don't record your podcast in front of a mirror?
No. God, that would be a nightmare.
Just staring at yourself the whole time.
Yeah.
That's fair. How long have you had this never-ending zit?
I want to say it's been going on a week now.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the worst.
Thanks.
It's the worst.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.
And I feel like there's like symbolism in a never-ending zit.
Totally.
Right?
Oh,
like,
God. Well.
All right.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Okay. Let's pause.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire,
to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast. But I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass. But this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college, so this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be redefining feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins, Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
All right. We're back. And we're going to kick things off with a voicemail.
Yeah. And I just want to clarify that this is the second voicemail this person left, which is kind of why they sound like they're picking up in the middle of a conversation.
Thank you.
Hi, it's me again. Sorry, I just wanted to say sorry for the shortness of breath. I'm taking a walk in the mountains, or I guess the hills, so that's why the shortness of breath. And then the other thing I wanted to ask, maybe I don't know if it's been covered already. There's been so many podcasts I may have missed stuff, but basically I mentioned my birthday's next week. I was wondering if there's anybody else that feels depressed, sad on days in the year where they should feel happy. So to me, my birthday and New Year's Day of all days, I guess are the two days that are, I feel the most depressed in the year. I'm usually a happy girl, always smiling, laughing and whatnot. But those 2 days, I guess there's so many expectations to be happy, to feel that it's a great day. And I feel depressed. My birthday last year was my 40th birthday. I cried for half of it. So I don't know if there's tips or tricks on how to be happy when you're supposed to be happy. But yeah, thought I'd share my question. I don't know if I'm alone in there, but yeah. So yeah, bye.
Yes.
Well, I think first of all, like, it's really frustrating that we're kind of hammered with this message that we must be happy on certain days.
Totally.
Like our birthdays.
Totally.
Maybe your birthday is just going to be a sad day for you every year, and that's totally fine. Like, you do not have to follow the cultural expectation that it's this big joyous thing.
I feel like I just went through this with my husband's birthday.
He was not particularly happy on his birthday.
No, I would describe him as depressed on his birthday, and I felt like I was at least partly to blame for that.
No.
So, well, yeah, I kind of was.
Maybe. I mean, I get really sad on Christmas when Christmas is over, that feeling of the hall, that like euphoric holiday feeling coming to an end. And then there's, you know, elements of grief for people on holidays for whatever reason. I mean, there's so many reasons to not, you know, buy into this like prescribed happiness that we're expected to feel. I think that's so normal.
I mean, I think New Year's is like the prime example of that.
Ugh. I mean, Mother's Day for me is a beast.
Yeah.
But even like, I don't know, like any day.
Any old day.
Any old day sucks.
Life is a disappointment.
I hate everything. Yeah, I just, birthdays are not like particularly exciting for me. I don't know. I've mentioned this before. Like, I'm not super into celebrating my birthday, but then I always get like weirdly, but yeah, it's all weird, listener. And I think you are doing everything just right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, friend. Also, love a call from the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. I believe that listener was calling from Canada. So I just like imagining them in like sort of cool mountain situation. All right. We have an email here. This listener writes, I have a really important question for you and your listeners. Pre-COVID times, one of my biggest hobbies was attending a kickboxing class 2 to 3 times a week. My gym went virtual during quarantine, offering online classes, and now they have reopened with updated guidelines for, quote, social distancing and sanitizing. However, I still don't feel comfortable attending, so I want to continue with the virtual classes. I tried to come back for one class, and it was just very upsetting, having no idea if others were taking the precautions as strongly as me. I miss my classes so much. There's something about a class setting that is really motivating. My question is, how are people creating an at-home fitness routine that they enjoy? I'm thinking about designating a room for at-home workouts, and I'm just wondering what kind of stuff people have in their workout areas that make it feel a little more exciting than usual. I could also use a really good rec for a higher quality workout mat with some sturdiness, but also great cushioning.
Mm-hmm.
I, too, love taking classes in real life.
Yes.
I'm definitely a fitness class person. I really enjoy exercising with people. I love having someone tell me what to do. So I am now exercising virtually. We have a little space in our kind of garage back house area. And I don't know if it makes it exciting, but like, we have it organized. So we have some shelves from IKEA where everything is laid out, so it's easy to find. So it kind of like is its own designated space.
I like that.
And in terms of a mat recommendation, I have had the same yoga mat for almost 10 years now, and it's by Manduka, and I think they make the best yoga mats. Now, you could certainly use it as a fitness mat. I don't know what you're doing. I do it. I use it for when I do a step aerobics class, I put my step on my yoga mat and I use it. It's really durable. It's really cushiony. It's their thicker mat, and I love it. So it's a bit of an investment. I think their mats are around $100, but I've had this since I moved to Los Angeles 10 years ago. So I love it. Do you have any mat or exercise rec story?
So my one exercise rec comes courtesy of Ms. Britney Spears, who has purple Christmas lights, mini lights in her home gym, which I always thought lent a certain je ne sais quoi to the whole workout atmosphere. Now, she did burn down her home gym in April. So I'm not sure if the purple Christmas lights made it, but I always thought that was a nice atmosphere.
That's a good point.
Situation. One thing that I got that I like is I got a rack for my weights.
Ooh, look at you.
So they're not all just willy-nilly.
Right, piled on the floor.
Piled. Yeah, exactly. And then I got a large woven basket for my yoga mat, my foam roller. I put towels in there. That's what I have going on.
Yeah, I think that sounds nice. Do you have a mat that you like?
I just use my yoga mat. I have a Lululemon yoga mat that is double-sided. So one side is smooth and then one side is more of a sticky mat. Mm-hmm. And I use the smooth side for strength training, basically anything with shoes. And then the other side is for bare feet.
Nice.
But I really like that mat. It's a good mat. And I like that I can use it for both. And I don't have to I don't love using the same side of the mat for shoes and no shoes.
Oh, well, this is a whole other conversation.
You know?
You're a shoe-free person.
What do you mean?
Aren't you a shoe-free house, kind of?
No, we're not. Matt is actually vehemently opposed to being a shoe-free house.
Yes, so is Anthony. Anthony, I was not raised in a shoe-free house.
I wasn't either.
But I, aspire to it.
Yeah, I have what I call my house shoes, my house slippers, and I generally am wearing those in the house. I think also because of lockdown, that has made me less inclined to wear quote unquote real shoes around the house.
Sure.
But I also, even in non-COVID times, I feel like I would get home and kick off my shoes. I don't like to keep my shoes on in the house. I like to wear slippers or what I've been wearing because it's been so hot. I've been wearing my Old Navy pool slides all summer.
Oh, I'm familiar with them.
Oh, yes, you are. Wait, how did we get on this topic? Oh, mats.
Yoga mats. Sorry. We'll get back on topic. We'll get back on topic.
So I do wear my sneakers when I'm doing certain classes in the house.
Well, this is kind of a related text message question we got, Dory. A listener asks, any update on yoga toes? I've been surprised how relaxing they are. Great for a bath, but I think maybe they are causing my ankles to crack a bit more. Not sure if related.
Interesting. I have not experienced this as a side effect of using yoga toes.
Are you still using them regularly?
Yep, I use them every night.
Shut up, really?
Mm-hmm.
The last time I used them, I think, was when I used them while recording the podcast where we wore them.
Oh, that was a while ago.
I just am not drawn to yoga toes.
Okay, that's fine.
We're two different people, but I like listener wearing them in the bath.
I know. I like that too. That's fun.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. I get into bed. I put on my yoga toes. I write in my one line a day journal. And lately, I've been watching something on my iPad because I think we had an Amazon Fire Stick in our TV and I think it died. So until we get a new one, I've been watching stuff on my iPad. So I just kind of sit back, relax, have my yoga toes on. Sometimes I play Mahjong.
All right. Sounds like a very relaxing...
I lead a very exciting life.
Oh, God. All right. We have to take another break. We'll be back in a sec. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so rounding out the end of this episode, we got a great eyeliner recommendation because we had a teacher who wrote in asking about eyeliner recs. So I wanted to share this one.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I have a pencil eyeliner recommendation for the listener who was asking. The Makeup Forever waterproof eye pencil is hands down the best. I worked at Sephora for 2 years, and whenever I would show this product to somebody coming in who was looking for a pencil eyeliner, I would demonstrate it on my hand, and that thing was still there, going strong after wiping off hundreds of other swatches throughout the day. You have time to work with it, so you can put it on and then smudge it out however you want it to look. But then once it dries down, you can rub that thing as hard as you want. It's not going anywhere until you actually take a waterproof makeup remover. So thought I would share that recommendation. Love you guys so much. See you later.
This sounds great.
So I think the one this listener is talking about is $22.
Okay.
So it sounds great. We also got a text message with someone who wrote that their favorite eyeliner was by Maybelline. Waterproof eyeliner by Maybelline. So that's that is a more affordable option.
Yeah, so I mean, but I feel like between Maybelline and Wet n Wild, we've got some good drugstore options here.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to splurge for something like the Makeup Forever, I'm definitely intrigued by that one. I might try it out. I like the idea that you can work with a little bit and then it like hardens and firms, and then it's stuck on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right. So as we've mentioned, or I keep mentioning like every 2 seconds, because I loved it so much. Look, our activity of the day, if you have 18 minutes, click on over and watch the AOC Vogue Beauty Secrets video. It's really great. She recommends her favorite red lip brand. She uses your Biore UV sunscreen, Dory.
I mean,
it just is a pleasure. I loved everything she had to say. It was really interesting. Just like, and still soothing and relaxing and a lovely escape. So click it out. Click it out. Check
it out. Click it out.
Click it out. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Click it out.
Click it out. I mean, I feel like she is still probably our number one vision board guest.
Oh, she's way up there. All right. We're going to leave for the day. Hope you all have a great week.
Bye.